Thanks for listening to the Lunch and Learn with Dr. Barry, here to help educate, motivate, and put you on the right path to take control of your health through weekly discussions on topics in the medical field, public health arena, and in your community. And now your host, Dr. Barry.
Welcome to another episode of Medicine Monday. It's your truly Dr. Barry Pierre, favorite board-certified internist. And today we're going to be talking about a cause that not only is etched in the lives of many, it's celebrated every time of year in April, but it's one that personally has changed me and my family's life. We're going to be talking about Autism Awareness Month. And it's a month that I love to look at because it allows us to celebrate the diversity of really just a human experience. Now, autism and just that term and that phrase has been something that I've known about, heard about. I've actually had a family member who was autistic, but it wasn't until I was personally affected that it changed my life forever, extremely for the better. So I am excited about today's episode. This time of the year is typically a busy time in our family because not only are we really, and obviously celebrating this month and celebrating the diversity that this month brings, but we're also celebrating, especially if you've heard some of my recent episodes or even just some of the commercials, we're celebrating the Autism and Black Conference, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about just what the experience of living with a wife, daughter, and a son who is autistic and what that means to me. So I like to start out, especially when I think about what Autism Awareness Month really means to me and like how it's affected my life, I like to start really from the beginning and getting that diagnosis from my daughter, who is now in middle school, which is so amazing when I think about it. But getting that diagnosis and just remembering like my thoughts at the time. And I've talked about this in prior episodes where I talked about how hearing the diagnosis, especially if you know my wife's story, especially if you're a Medicine Money watcher, if this is your first time, I understand. I'll give you a little refresher. But when they talk about just this diagnosis and how it came into my family and my wife being able to pick it up early, thank God, and all of the things that's kind of happened afterwards, right? Like, I still remember not being able to imagine what it would be like when my daughter was in middle school. I remember that being a very valid feeling because what I thought, and I know my parents can understand this, like, you have kind of these, you know, goals and aspirations for your kid, you know, when they're little, like, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And you get this diagnosis. And because you don't know much about the diagnosis, you're like, oh, like, all right, so what does that mean? Like, what does that mean for her? Like, what does that mean for us? And like that, and those thoughts. And thankfully, my wife, Maria Davis, who is the CEO of her company, Autism and Black, was able to kind of, you know, steer the ship at the time where I didn't know which direction it was going. And as I fast forward and this month comes around, it's one of these months where fast forward now, not only were we able to get our daughter diagnosed, my wife was eventually diagnosed, and then my son was diagnosed as well too. So now all of a sudden I go from not knowing what an experience of living and raising someone who's autistic to now not only raising two children who are autistic, but living with a spouse who's autistic as well too, and kind of seeing how that dynamic has really shaped what I do in medicine, what I do in healthcare, and how I take care of my patients. I talk about it, especially in the introduction, when I talked about kind of the human experience, right? Like, everyone has a way they experience life, a way they experience, you know, eating breakfast, a way they experiencing going to work. Like, there's always a different experience, even if we're all going to the same stimuli. Even if we're all going to the same job place, we all have different experiences that lead us to that point. And when I think about how my daughter approaches things, how my wife approaches things, how my son approaches things, and understand that they're walking a life that even though we're going in the same direction, for them, it's a different path. And it's been so amazing to kind of see and grow, especially now I'm able to take the lead, right, in their path and their walkway and what they want to do. It's such a beautiful blessing. And I thank myself for having the opportunity to allow myself to learn and grow from said opportunity, right? Because there's a lot of people, when that diagnosis first comes around, they don't want to hear it. A lot of times it's out of fear, right? Just like when I first heard the diagnosis and I didn't know, hey, all right, so what does that mean? Like, what does that mean for my daughter? Like, I didn't know. I was fearful. And thankfully, when you have help and a great support system, you grow out of that fear, right? And you're able to kind of say, oh, you know what? It's different, but it's not bad. And getting over that hump was so huge for me over these past years. And it's allowed you not only to watch my family grow, but grow as a physician, right? Like, how many of y'all, especially when you're, you know, going to see your physician, you understand that, like, you know what? There's a different connection here, right? Like, yeah, he's my doctor. yeah, he tells me I gotta take these medications, but there's a different connection I feel when I go to this person, right? This is a person who truly kind of cares for me and cares for my personal experience.
Sorry to break your concentration. I know you're probably knee deep into today's episode, but do not forget, check out our Lunch and Learn community store, shop.drbarrypierre.com. Remember to use the code EMPOWER10 and make sure you are leaving us a 5-star review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
And that was how I typically would approach just all patients in all walks of life. Whereas like, you know what? Yes, I have the same person who's on the same blood pressure medication, but I understand that there are different steps and different walks and different paths that got them to the point where they needed to take this blood pressure medication. I understand that there's different paths and different walks that got them to need to take this diabetes medication, to have to deal with their kidney disease, their heart disease, all these different things that kind of come into one. Where before, I probably would have allowed myself to believe like, oh, all hypertensive patients are the same. All diabetic patients are the same. All cholesterol patients are the same. But no, once I was surrounded, right, I should say, with a family who was autistic and recognized like, wow, like that is what they experience when they go through that. Like it allowed me to be able to open my eyes up to the experience that my patients were having. So this month is such a wonderful month for me because it allows me to look back, especially one of the things where I get to kind of celebrate the moment again, where I recognize, you know what? It's not going to be all bad. I get to celebrate the moment where I recognize with my wife, with my son, with my daughter that, hey, you know what? Yeah, life's going to be a little bit different for you guys. And that's okay. Because a lot of us, especially when we talk about this month, this Autism Awareness Month, it's not that autism just came about 5-10 years ago. I typically have to fight with critics about this. We've just gotten so much better recognizing the differences and actually labeling them appropriately. I'll talk a little bit about just kind of background, because like I said, I know there may be some people who this is the first time you were watching this or listening to this and you're not even familiar with just kind of our journey and our story. So my wife, she's a counselor, and she just recognized that, hey, you know what? Malia, my daughter, is regressing. She's not progressing like she should at her age. You know what? I'm concerned that she may be autistic. And I was like, whoa, like, hold on now. First of all, I was like, treat your own clients, don't treat my daughter. That's what I told her, word for word. And fortunately, I got a wife who's kind of headstrong, right? So she's like, yeah, I don't care what you say, doc, because I'm a physician at the time. She's like, I don't care what you say, doc. I think I see what it is and I'm going to do something about it. And she set out, despite her significant other saying, you know what, I don't think that's it. She set out and said, you know what, I'm going to find out if this is the answer because something is wrong. And I want to be able to get to the bottom of it quicker, because we know that, especially when we talk about Autism Awareness Month, recognizing the signs and symptoms, the earlier is always the better. And y'all heard me talk about this, and now you'll probably understand why I scream about it so much when I talk about other disease processes. We understand that, like, does this sound familiar, right? If it's recognized early, you can have more interventions earlier and you have a better prognosis later. This is, again, was kind of mind blowing to me because I, you know what? If my wife is headstrong about this and she feels this is what it is, I'm behind her, right? So of course, there was a little resistance in the beginning, but once I realized that, hey, you know what? I'm not the expert at this thing. In fact, I don't know what's going on. Let me at least defer to someone who has some experience in the field. And, you know, I definitely rather her tell the story, but you know what? She went through a little hurdles, actually a few more hurdles than we expected, and she got the diagnosis. And it was after getting that diagnosis, and more importantly, realizing how tough it was for me, for our daughter, who has one parent who's a physician, another parent who's a counselor, and realizing like, wow, it is very difficult for us to get that diagnosis. I can't imagine what it's like for people who aren't in our position. And that's why she ended up founding her organization, Autism in Black, because we realized, again, just like the human experience, that being Black, even when you're autistic, there's a different experience. So even in the world of autism, being Black is a subset that causes a different level of experience that others who are autistic and not Black don't have to experience. And we're going on, especially depending on when you're watching this or listening to this, we're coming up for our 4th year of the conference. In fact, probably by the time this records, it'll probably be after the conference, right? But as we celebrate 4th year of having a conference specifically focused on autism within the Black community, and realizing that every year just keeps getting bigger and bigger, because every year it just gets recognized that, hey, we need more awareness. We need more people screaming from the rooftops. Again, I always hark back to thinking about the fact that when I first heard that my daughter may have the diagnosis, I thought I was in an island of my own, not realizing that there was a whole community out there waiting for me, my daughter, my family, waiting to accept us. I don't think about autism awareness in this aspect of needing of acceptance. I don't really care if you're accepting of not of the diagnosis and of someone like me and my family saying, you know what, we're going to focus on this diagnosis. Specifically in the Black community. Like, that's not a goal that we're looking to obtain. We're just looking to obtain to say, like, hey, you know what? Those traits you're noticing, that setback, that lack of progression, we may want to get that looked at.
This week's episode is brought to you by the Autism in Black Foundation, which is hosting the 4th annual Autism in Black Conference. This year's theme is Bridging the Gap, which is helping to celebrate our unique experiences, cultivating a community of understanding, while building a brighter future together. Autism in Black Conference is designed by and for the Black autism community, centering on our needs, experiences, and aspirations. The conference looks to provide a safe and supportive space where Black individuals, families, professionals, and advocates can all come together to learn, share, and empower one another. For more information, including how to purchase tickets for the virtual conference, please check out drbarrypierre.com/AIB2024.
And that's why I love a month like this, right? Again, like just like when I talk about diabetes, cholesterol, and everyone has their months, a month like this is so important because there are still families to this day who have children who don't realize that they're autistic. In fact, they're still adults. Again, I told you my wife had got diagnosed during this journey as well. My wife was an adult. Like, she wasn't diagnosed as a child. She was diagnosed as an adult. She had some issues with behaviors and thoughts and feelings. And, you know, fortunately, someone said, hey, you know what? You may be autistic, right? And of course, right, this is, again, the person who was the CEO of Autism in Black, like, hold on, what? Like, I may be autistic? Like, it totally floored her. For me, I was like, you know what? Now that I think about it, I kind of agree, right? Like, that was me. But, you know, I'm just being honest, right? Because I was like, you know, I thought my wife was a little different. But, like, once the diagnosis was there, I was like, bingo, that's what it is. That is what it is. So I love having a month like this because not only do I get to celebrate it with my family, right? Not only do I get to celebrate it with a community of others who like to be recognized and heard, but it allows me to think about the days when I wasn't accepting of it, right? It allows me to think about the days when I wasn't aware of it, right? And again, this Autism Awareness Month, it's been here. It's World Autism Month, April, World Autism Month. So it's not like this just kind of fell in my lap, but it wasn't until it fell in my lap, literally, that I had to recognize, like, oh, something is around me that I didn't even know was there. There was a world around me that I didn't even recognize I needed to tap in. And fortunately, with my daughter being diagnosed, with my wife being diagnosed, with my son, who was one of our twins, him being diagnosed, it made me front and center. Right. So I couldn't even hide from it anymore. I love it. And that's why I think, you know, an episode like this is so important, because I want people to recognize that, hey, yes, it's a month in the calendar. Yes, it's World Autism Month. And depending on the day you're watching this, it's blue. Like, it's, yes, it's important. But recognizing that the diagnosis is really just the first step. Being aware of it is really just the first step. It's now taking what you're aware of and applying it, taking what you're aware of and recognizing, hey, you know what? I may need to do something about it. Again, I love the parallels of just medicine in general and, you know, a lot of disease processes I take care of. And then just, you know, this autism and the world of autism, because it all kind of follows a similar trail. You don't know you have high blood pressure until you check your blood pressure, right? You don't know you have diabetes until you check your A1C and your blood sugars. You don't know that you're afflicted with these issues until you actually go looking for it. But you won't even know to look for it if you don't become aware. And that awareness is such a key figure that it leaves a lot of people without getting the help that they need. It leaves a lot of people without getting the interventions they need, especially when I think about kids. And I think about our daughter, who initially was in a school that just had autistic children and kids with atypical neurodiversities. And the fact that she ended up having to graduate out of those schools and having to be put in the neurotypical school because she was doing so well. And I don't say, but like, I know for a fact that if my wife wasn't headstrong when she was supposed to be headstrong, thank God for her, if she and we were not able to get the interventions early like we were able to, she would not be at the point now where, you know, she's thinking about, you know, going to dances and field trips and all of these things with her middle school classmates. Like, that's something that would occur. And I think that is the beauty of a month like this, is that everyone is going to be at a different stage of their awareness. And it's most important to get them to where they need to get them to that next step, and also help them recognize that a community is there. So if a community is there, if you don't know, if you're in a town where you're like, you know what, I think my child may be autistic, or more importantly, if you're an adult, like, you know, I think I may be autistic. Like, how do I get help? Recognizing that there's a community available, whether it be locally, whether it be online, that are there to help assist you to get you to that next level. I think that's why this is one of my most favorite months. Like I said, it doesn't even have like a kid's birthday in it or anything, right? But it is one of my most favorite months. It does allow me to move with a level of thankfulness. Like, I know that I would not be the physician I am today, the person I am today, the father I am today, the husband I am today. I would not be here if my daughter wasn't diagnosed with autism. It just is what it is. I just know that for a heartful fact. And I thank her every day because her autism diagnosis changed my life. Just like it changed her life, her autism diagnosis changed my life. And I hope that, you know, the work that I put in, you know, for, you know, you guys, Medicine Monday watchers, my Lunch and Learn community, just in general, I hope that you can see the love that is out there, because I can tell you the big originator is her. So I'll see you guys next week. Make sure you check out next week's episode.
Thank you for getting to the end of the episode. I am yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre, favorite board certified internist. Like always, remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave us a 5-star review, and more importantly, share this to at least 2 of the 5 of your friends and family members that you know that could be empowered with the words that you heard today. Again, so appreciative of all you guys' support. See you guys next week.